You're listening to the Arizona Sports Network. Hang on tight for live radio originating right here in Arizona. Be informed as we talk with live guests. Listen for your chance to win as we give away free prizes. And best of all, we cover it all, including football, basketball, hockey, baseball, rodeo, boxing, racing, live reports, and more. Yes, we cover it all right here, from professional to college. And, of course, complete high school coverage. You won't find that anywhere else on the dial. Get ready for stimulating, lively, and sometimes controversial debate. And now, live in the studio, here's K-Pac, Queen D, Dragon Master, Spider-Man, Coach, Dr. J, Rowdy, Skyler, Air Johnson, and Jersey on the Arizona Sports Network.
All right, we're back live on KXXT at ASPN Radio. We are live out here on the West Coast or the Southwest. Did I say the West Coast?
Yeah.
I did say that, huh?
Almost.
Well, one of these days it'll be the West Coast, right?
Yeah.
But right away we want to get it. We do have a caller, Brian Dempsey, cross-country coach at O'Connor.
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Sandra Day O'Connor. Coach, how you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Okay.
Good.
So what's happening?
Well, we are done with the high school season. State meet was last Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And got quite a few teams going to be competing in the Nike Southwest Regional Meet in Tempe next Saturday. So we're not quite done yet, but we see the light at the end of the tunnel here finally. It's a long season.
So is there any kids that you got are being looked at prospects for college or the junior college circuit?
Yeah, we've got I've got three senior girls this year that are getting some Division II looks and a couple junior college looks.
Well, who is that?
We have Renee Peck and Shannon Walsh,
okay,
who are our two seniors that have been in the program all 4 years. And Grand Canyon University is looking at them, as well as Glendale Community College and some other schools out of state, smaller schools.
Well, I mean, anything. And education's education, right? At least you get you started.
That's right. We've had a couple girls the last couple years graduating. They're two of them are running at ASU, and one's running at Utah Valley. So yeah, it's been a good. We're only 7 years old, so it's been a fun couple years here.
All right. Yeah, it's growing because I live out that way. I grew up over there. Yeah.
Yeah.
I went to Deer Valley when Deer Valley was the only high school in the district.
Yeah. Now there's five of them.
So. Right. So has there been any of the past champs of that you've guys been producing out of there?
Yeah. We've been very fortunate. Our girls program this is our third straight year we've won state. We won 5A2, and then the last few years in 4A1. So, you know, like I said, we've got two girls at ASU, which is a pretty big deal. They just ran at their region meet today and took fourth behind Washington, Stanford, and Oregon. So, pretty tough region. But yeah, you know, our guys are coming along. It's taking a little bit longer for them, but. You know, they won their region this year, so you know, hopefully they'll have the same success the girls have had.
And Coach, it looks like you got two juniors that are really leading you there this year as well.
Right. Our two junior boys, Paul Smith and Mitch Roush, they've done real well and they're looking forward to track, and then next year we'll give it a shot in 5A2.
And also with the girls as well, you got two juniors as well, right?
Yeah, we have two juniors and one sophomore that'll, you know, be back next year. And so, yeah, you know, it's fun. They work hard, and, you know, it's going to be a battle going into the 5A2 division. But, you know, we're hoping to stay on the top part of it. So
it's always easier to go in as a champion than coming in not as such.
Yeah,
right?
You know, we started off. Everyone's saying, you know, who the heck's this team in gold? And now it's like, oh boy, here comes O'Connor. So, you know, it's been a lot of hard work, and our kids are just so dedicated. They give up so much, and you know, running's not the not the funnest thing to do, but you know, they just really enjoy it, and you know, I love coaching it. So,
well, that's good, because it, it seems like it's showing with the product that you're putting on the field, or actually on the track, I should say, not the field. We get used to you calling the sports here, and then so I mean, with getting the kids into the college, that it really helps and it kind of solidifies your, I'm sure it's your goal, right? And to continue their careers, and so to speak.
Yeah, that's my coaching philosophy. You know, there's a ton of coaching philosophies out there just in our sport with cross country and track. And mine is just solely getting these kids to get into college and run in college. It's, you know, it's really hard to get a scholarship because cross country and track are together with scholarships, and you know, with track there's 21 events in college, so they split it all up, and most of the distance runners, you know, they don't get a full scholarship. So you know, it was hard. You know, Lindsay Prescott last year, I mean, she had a great four-year career, and you know, got a partial scholarship to ASU, and everyone was like, are you kidding? Well, I mean, that's how it works. So but, you know, like you said, an education is an education, and if we can get them into a Division II school or a smaller, you know, mid-major Division I, then great. So.
Well, that's great. I mean, if I had a hat, I'd tip it off to you for what you've done for these young ladies and showing them another avenue to be able to get into college and probably save some money on for them.
Yeah, we're trying.
And I mean, that's great, and wish you the best of luck out when you move up there. But like I said, it's a little bit easier to breathe when you walk in as a champion. So,
yeah.
And as they say, go give them heck for it. I'll be a little nicer on this station.
Yeah. Thank you.
All right, and we really appreciate you calling in. Is there anybody else that you have you wanted to mention?
Well, just, you know, next weekend, if you want to see some incredible athletes, they're going to be down at Kiwanis Park in Tempe. It's a Nike Southwest regional meet. Mm-hmm. The top two teams move on to the national meet, and Nike pays for everything. Our girls got to go a couple years ago, and it was just an incredible experience. So it starts, I think, at 7:30 with the citizens race, and then they move up with freshmen, sophomores, and then the championship races. So that's Saturday. So, yeah.
Well, good. All right. Well, we wish you the best of luck on that.
Thanks.
And by all means, give us a call in and let us know how it turned out for you.
Definitely will. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for coming
on.
Thanks
to you and all your girls.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, guys. Thanks. Take care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I think that was good. Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be easier, like I said, walking up into upper division.
What do professional football players Shia Burley of the Arizona Rattlers and Deuce Latuhi of the Arizona Cardinals have in common? Well, they both played in the Arizona Football League. The Arizona Football League is amateur club football at its finest. 11-man, full contact, knock the slobber out of each other football. Players 18 and over are playing every Saturday. Teams come from all over the state for games from January through May each year and have since 1995. The Arizona Football League, the place where keeping the dream alive is why we're here for you. Get in the game. Call 1-800-887-AZFL or visit us at www.azfl.com.
The Arizona Sports Network and Amazing Performances Radio, together on KXXT 1010 AM, The Double Dime, your new home for sports stories and scores from high school to the pros. On the air 6 days a week, bringing you the best, most amazing people in the world of sports and entertainment, featuring interviews with top performers in the rodeo, boxing, football, basketball, movies, baseball, television, religion, and amazing people from everyday life. ASPN, Amazing Performances, and KXXT 1010 AM, heard live on the air and worldwide on the internet. Join your host, Kevin Pecos, 6 days a week on the Arizona Sports Network, together on KXXT 1010 AM, The Double Dime.